segment of Knights Fantasy, joined by my co-host, Matt Martin, Michael David.
What's going on?
Special guest for today, Mr. Galfredo.
Welcome. What's up, boys?
How you doing, Goff?
What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
Hanging in there, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
You got it.
So the first thing we're going to do, like we always do, is we're going to talk about the top, last week's performances, and we're going to do the top performers, which was number one, Pat Mahomes, had 36.24 fantasy points, and it consisted of 5 touchdowns and 406 yards. Debo Samuel had 30.3 fantasy points, 5 receptions for 97 yards, a receiving touchdown, and a rushing touchdown for Debo, and Stephon Diggs had 30.2 fantasy points, 8 receptions, 162 yards, and a touchdown. First thing I'm going to know from that is going to be the Raiders versus Chiefs game. The Chiefs dominated the Raiders in that game. Technical difficulties. Okay. The Chiefs dominated the Raiders in that game, 41-14. The Raiders have been looking really poor since, you know, the loss of Henry Ruggs and John Gruden. Anyone want to take anything away from that game?
I mean, yeah, I think that's something that was probably expected. You know, so much controversy faced in such a short amount of time. I mean, they have to get their bearings back together, and I think they will eventually. Looked hot to start the season, so I just can't imagine them staying in this kind of slump.
Definitely going to be a true testament to Derek Carr, see if he can lead this Raiders locker room after all the controversy. Although, great to see the Chiefs, you know, looking like the Chiefs. I mean, always love to see a good Patrick Mahomes performance, even when it's beloved James's beloved Raiders.
What you think of?
So you guys want my opinion. All right, so you know what? Look, man, I love the Chiefs. I love the whole Andy Reid thing. I love Patrick Mahomes. But this year they've been inconsistent. And I don't know if that's because the NFL's figuring him out or he's just having it down here. But still, what he's accomplished in the first, what, 4 seasons? He's a Super Bowl winner, back to the Super Bowl the year after. I mean, you know,
definitely
he's got nothing left to prove but to, you know,
continue what he's doing. Yeah, I agree 100%. One thing about the Chiefs that we're going to have to note is that although we're talking about their inconsistency, they are now at the top of their division. Every AFC West team lost last week, which would be the Broncos lost to the Eagles, the Chargers lost to the Vikings, and then the Chiefs just beat the Raiders. So that puts them at first when they were just at last going into this week. So that division's really a toss-up.
Definitely has to be the most competitive in football right now.
Yeah, definitely the most competitive division, I would agree. And from that game, like we talked about, Mahomes had 36 fantasy points, but they also had Darrell Williams, who had 29 fantasy points, Tyreek Hill, who had 27, and Kelsey, who had 20. That just shows the Chiefs' offense. That's what we really expected coming into this season. But, I mean, you know, that's really the first time that we've seen it this year.
Yeah, he sounds – I mean, the Chiefs, you expected them to get back on track. I mean, they were struggling at the beginning of the year. That's a fact. But with that much of a high-powered offense, it was expected for them to eventually get back to where they were last year, and I think they have.
But you know what? All these teams, you know, like the Eagles included, now they're starting to play better because they're running the ball.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, Mahomes, why does he have to throw the ball 40, 50 times a game? I know they got Tyreek Hill, but run the ball.
Yeah.
I love good running offense. And what's it do? It opens up
the door. Yeah, that's what
he
does.
So that's why he looks good. But, you know, he's hard to defend himself because he runs. But, you know, Andy Reid sometimes, you know, historically, he gets away from the run.
Yeah, he does.
He did with McNabb. I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember Donovan McNabb, but, you know, we'd be run the ball Westbrook, and all of a sudden then we throw 20 times. Why? Why not stick with what's working? So that's
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, with the Chiefs' running situation, they have Darrell Williams as their running back one.
I mean, he's looked okay.
He's looked pretty good. Yeah, he's 26. Good. I think it was 26, 24 carries last game. And like you said, they got the running game involved, and it just opened up so many targets. Kelsey and Tyreek Hill seemed like they were open all night. It was crazy. All right, we're going to move on to the Rams. Offense continues to struggle and lost to the 49ers. One thing I'm going to note from that game is Odell starting off on the Rams. It just looked awkward. Like, they couldn't play the pace that they wanted to, so it definitely slowed everything down and didn't let the Rams, you know, push the ball, play up-tempo like they usually thrive in. And I think that really affected the Rams this week.
Yeah, that's a hard offense to go and just jump right into after only being with the team for about a week. Because like you said, they play a very high-tempo offense. They like to play quick. And for somebody that's not too familiar with the plays that they call and they run, that was definitely maybe confusing for them. And I personally think it would have been better off to maybe have them sit and watch that game. I think they might have rushed him in.
I actually agree with that. Yeah, what do you think? What do you see from Odell Beckham?
Obviously not a lot, but I mean, yeah, it's hard to, you know, go into a whole other team. You know, he's got to learn the offense and all that. What I would like to talk about is the 49ers, who are finally putting their foot into the ground, and they finally like know what they're doing now.
Yeah, that offense looks scary for sure.
I think their biggest problem every single year is just injuries, and like right now it's like the backfield's injured, the defense is injured, defense starting to come back. George Kittle just came back. They had Elijah Mitchell and Jeff Wilson back for the first week this week, so they're getting healthy. And I just think George Kittle's presence in these past 2 weeks is just it just changes the whole entire team. Yeah. His ability to block, catch, do everything for the team, it's just crazy.
Kittle's a beast. He's incredible.
And another passing that they have, Deebo Samuel. I mean, one of the biggest breakout seasons we've seen in recent years.
One thing you gotta note about Deebo Samuel is his versatility is just crazy. He can go deep. He can catch short passes. His yards after catch is crazy. He had a rushing touchdown this game. He's just really just the 49ers guy to just go in and do whatever they need to do, yeah. And he gets it done.
He's so explosive. You get the ball in his hands, and anything can happen. What do you think,
Goff? Quarterback-wise, I'm not sold on him yet. Garoppolo may be the most handsome man in football. To me, and I don't know, maybe. Maybe Tom Brady, I got a crush on him still 20 years later. I'm just not sold on him. And, going back to the Rams real quick, I think they lack identity, especially with the quarterback switch. And my thing about Odell Beckham Jr., I don't care what talent he has, don't want him on my team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So you think the locker room problems is too big of an issue?
Yeah, I played on teams with a lot of talent, but guys were head cases, and it didn't matriculate to wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely a big issue. That's we were talking about last week, or in this class, actually. Someone asked the GM for the Rams if DeSean Jackson didn't work out, because obviously he was like, it wasn't necessarily his play that didn't work out. It was just him as a person. What makes you think Odell is going to work out? And that's something that we all had trouble answering. Like, why do you think Odell is going to work out? They're both talented receivers, but, you know, like you said, personality is just a huge factor.
Well, you know what? Just keep in mind someday when you get a job, you start working, that you can't, you know, you have to be a team player. And, mm-hmm. and I think it is Odell Beckham Jr. first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. That's the way he sees it.
Okay? Yeah.
It's about him. It's not about the team winning. If it was about the team winning, it wouldn't have been a situation in Cleveland.
I agree 100%.
Because I'll tell you what, they're on the rise. You know what? That's a team with a running game. They don't need too much out of
Baker Mayfield, for sure.
So. Exactly.
And for a receiver like Odell Beckham, who's, I mean, not really arguably past his prime.
Say it, bro. He's past
his prime. Yeah, he could be past his prime. I would agree. I wouldn't disagree with that.
Des Bryant fell off a cliff. Okay. There you go.
There you go. The next game we're going to be talking about is the Packers shutting out the Seahawks. Ooh. Everyone expected this game to be a shutout. You know, Russell Wilson coming back from that finger injury. Aaron Rodgers coming back from the COVID reserves. And the offense just looked terrible. Only 17 points from the Packers, but zero from the Seahawks. And Russ just looked terrible. He threw 20 completions on 40 attempts. Threw two picks and only 161 yards. What do you take from that game, Matt?
I mean, honestly, I thought... Going into it, I thought that the weather was going to play an impact, but watching the game, I mean, it just looked cold. You didn't see any snow. I didn't see much wind.
Horrible conditions.
Yeah, terrible conditions, I guess. But, yeah, I expected a lot more from Russell Wilson out of this game, especially having been out for so long, but I just didn't see it. But as we saw earlier, and we were talking about A.J. Dillon, he looked really good coming in for Aaron Jones on the Packers side of the ball. Mm-hmm. And for the next couple of weeks while Aaron Jones is hurt, I think A.J. Dillon is going to be a huge factor in that offense.
He's going to get plenty of volume, for sure.
Yeah, he's an incredible. He's a two-way back. He can catch and he can run. I think he's going to be huge for him.
What's your opinion on the Packers this year, Goff? You think they have a good shot of like being a playoff team?
Listen, man, I usually tend to say I can't stand them. And I wanted to say I couldn't stand Russell Wilson, but he's a winner.
Yeah.
You know, he's what, 150 or something in his career, what have you. Yeah. But going in Lambeau's a tough place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at what he does. Tyler Lockett, does he jump off the pages to you compared to guys like Davante Adams?
No.
Maybe not.
Just makes his team better.
The guy catches touchdowns.
Russell Wilson is one of those guys in the NFL that can make people around him better, and that's really rare.
100%.
Yeah. I'm going to chalk it up to that was just a bad game.
Yeah.
Going to Lambeau.
I 100% agree, and I expect a bounce back from the Seahawks.
Yeah, man.
Next game we'll talk about is the Dolphins shocking the Ravens 22-10. The Dolphins started off this season very, very, very poorly. Honestly, in my opinion, I didn't expect that. I expected the Dolphins to come in here and potentially be a playoff team because how well they finished last year. But they had a lot of injuries in their secondary, and they're all starting to come back now, so their defense is really starting to lock up. And in that game, Jacoby Brissett went down, and they brought back in Tua. And even when Brissett said he was okay to come back, they still rocked with Tua. He got the job done, beat the Ravens 22-10. What did you see from that game, Mayo?
I mean, me, who, albeit a Tua, I can't even say his last name, but I never liked him.
Yeah, me neither.
But in this game, he did show flashes of what he can do.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
I mean, honestly, too, the one thing you looked at with this game, and it's been a trend the whole time Lamar Jackson's been in Baltimore, when he doesn't have the ability in a game to get free and run himself, sneak the ball, they struggle. Their offense struggles because that's what they rely on. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson being dynamic is what they need to succeed, and when that doesn't happen, they struggle offensively.
I agree 100%. What's your opinion on Lamar Jackson? Goff, you think he could be like a good quarterback in the NFL, or you think teams are starting to figure him out?
He's gonna I don't know. You know, the more you run, right, like him having that weapon, just like Mike Vick for all those years, yeah. right, mm-hmm. then it opens up. You know, they don't – do you got to spy him? Do you have to, you know, account for him on any given play? And then they're throwing, you know, downfield because of that. But – he's a Louisville product. I think he's a great guy. At least he seems to be that way. And I think he's a good quarterback. I mean, you know, quarterbacks have down seasons. Quarterbacks have down games or a couple weeks, you know. Tom Brady, there's been some stretches every now and then in his career where he hasn't maybe been as efficient as he normally is, but he's the rare exception to everything. But I don't think figuring out is the right term because, all right, if they figure him out, why can't they figure out any other quarterback?
Yeah.
You know?
The last game we're going to talk about is we're going to stay on that topic with Tom Brady, actually. We're going to go with the Washington football team shocking the Buccaneers. No one really expected them to beat the Bucs this week. I feel like Taylor Heinicke just, every time he plays the Bucs, he just overperforms.
Something about Taylor Heinicke coming up against Tom Brady that just turns him into Tom Brady.
Taylor Heinicke really did shock the Bucs again, just like he almost did in the playoffs. Antonio Gibson had 2 touchdowns for 64 yards, and the defense had 2 picks, but they had 0 sacks, which shows a lot about the Bucs' offensive line. As we know, like Tom Brady takes pay cuts every year to give some extra money to the line to get the best players in there to protect him, and not getting sacked in a game like this where the defense is balling out, it really helps a quarterback like Tom Brady.
Yeah, it does.
Listen, and that game. My bad. I'm new to the.
No, you're all good.
Look, Tom Brady's been doing it a long time, longer than you guys have been alive.
Yeah.
Right, and people love to hate him. You can't deny he's the best ever. He's the best you're ever going to see. I'm glad you guys get to see him still play. Correct. He's still performing at a high level.
Exactly.
However. You got to look at something great that's down Tampa Bay right now, and that's Mike Evans.
Mm-hmm. Okay? I love Mike
Evans.
He's
performing with the best of the best throughout the length he's been in the NFL in terms of receiving. I mean, if you look at his list, he's going to be up in terms of names in his production of, like, Marvin Harrison and things like that. I think he's got 70 touchdowns.
Yeah, something silly like that.
Truly one of the most underrated.
He's getting 1,000 receiving yards every single year, never fails to do it.
And look, I spent some time at Texas A&M. He's a Texas A&M product. He's a big boy and hard to defend. I love seeing him big. Strong receivers like that, you know, that catch the ball. You throw it near them, they're catching the ball. And that's why he's got 70 touchdowns. But playing with Tom Brady doesn't hurt. I don't care how old he is. He's going to play until he's 50.
Yeah. So we usually have this debate. We ask everyone, like, is Tom Brady the GOAT? But we don't even have to ask you. You basically made that.
He's the GOAT. He really is the GOAT. I mean, what can you suggest that doesn't.
Nothing. We're all pro Tom Brady over here.
I love him, man. Yeah. I think he's great. I love the fact that he's out. Complaining and crying to refs and stuff like that. If you don't want to win, why are you there?
Exactly.
Nah. Look, I'm coming from a sore loser, man. I hate losing. I don't like shaking hands when I lose. I hate to say that. I'm just speaking facts.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody likes to lose. That guy really doesn't like to lose.
Okay.
And by the way, if you're his lineman and you keep getting him put on his back, you ever look at the sideline?
He can let him know.
Yeah, he'll let you know.
Yeah, for sure. Right. And that's good. That's going to wrap us up for the first segment on the recap from week 10. When we come back, we will be reviewing the upcoming week, week 11. We'll see you next time.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sterling Sport.
Good rebound by Terry Crisman. Looks like he's fouled there. Puts up a desperation shot. And it's good! It's good!
Always updated.
First and goal from the 4. Preston Harrison going to run out. He's 4 yards away from pay dirt. Passes it complete. The touchdown! Marcus Taylor from...
Always running.
They got to shoot it. Kylie, shot. Tiger, we're going to
Always Live.
Here we go. Sterling trying to slam it home.
Sanchez got it! Sterling, the Group 2 champ of volleyball.
Follow us on Twitter at Knights Radio, where live game updates and scores will be tweeted throughout the live broadcasted games. So follow us on Twitter at Knights Radio to get all of Sterling's live athletic updates. Stay up to date with the latest scores and updates with at Knights Radio.
I'm Jimmy Zingaro, and welcome back with another segment of Knights Fantasy, joined by my co-host Matt Martin, Michael David, and Mr. Goffredo again. So right now, we'll be reviewing this upcoming week, Week 11, which starts tonight with the Patriots versus the Falcons. The Patriots have shown a lot of flashes of being good, and I think the Falcons are one of the most underrated teams in the NFL. We said this going into last week. I know like the podcast didn't air, but we said this last week, but...
Which we haven't talked about yet.
We still have not talked about. Last week we did do a podcast, but it did not record.
If any Knights Fantasy fans were wondering why there was no podcast last week,
it was because the record just did not work.
No, we won't out Strauss.
We will not out Strauss. This is only happening because
we will not out Robert Strauss, who did not.
All right, but we did talk about how the Falcons are very underrated. A lot of people were talking about them being one of the worst teams in the NFL, and right now their record is 4-5 after. But I mean, it was a tough loss last week to the Cowboys, but it's still it was 4-4 going into last week. They're an even team. Matt Ryan's playing really good. Honestly, besides last week, Matt Ryan's playing really good. Kyle Pitts showing he's a really, really solid rookie.
Kyle Pitts probably Matt Ryan's only option tonight with Patterson.
Cordarrelle Patterson's actually a game time decision tonight. So
if we'll no Cordarrelle Patterson, it's going to be rough for that.
That's
offense.
That's a killer for that offense if he doesn't play.
Already no Calvin Ridley for potentially the rest of the season. No, I don't know about the rest of the season. We'll see when he comes back. And then no Cordarrelle Patterson could just leave Kyle Pitts really and a bunch of like Zacchaeus and Russell Gage. So it should be interesting. But the Patriots out of the ball, Mac Jones playing well. My opinion, the best rookie quarterback. Not that's saying much with the rookie quarterbacks right now, but...
I think potential-wise, maybe not the best, but at the moment...
At the moment,
yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Because I think everyone can agree, coming into the draft, Trevor Lawrence is by far has the most potential.
Most talented quarterback.
Yeah, but he just does not have the tools in Jacksonville to reach that potential.
It's rough for him.
It's a shame.
Yeah, what's your opinion on this game tonight, Goff?
Well, Matt Ryan's a local guy, right? Philly or outside Philly region. You know, after seeing the commercial with him the other day, I don't know what the commercial was. I really lost a lot of respect for him.
For real?
The commercial's bad, man.
I
don't know. What is that? Does that have to do with car insurance or something?
What's
like
his new Matt Ryan car?
Terrible.
Yeah, hold on. Get that a little good.
Look, he had his day. He got whooped one of the worst beatings in a Super Bowl ever.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a great supporting cast, and he's getting older. You know, what's his timeline like? In terms of longevity? He is not Tom Brady.
No.
Okay. So I don't know. He's a good quarterback, but I just don't think he's got the resources around him to. I think they missed the playoffs.
You know, last year in a year where there were so many talented quarterbacks coming into the draft, a lot of people expected the Falcons to potentially go and try to grab a quarterback to replace Matt Ryan, but they showed a lot of faith in him. They took Pitts so high. So that just goes to show how much trust they have in him.
This week, I'm going to actually just talking about the game in general. I'm going to take the Patriots beating the Falcons this week. I think the Falcons are, I don't know. I just don't think they'll get it done. The options might not all be there. Damian Harris should be back from his concussion this week. Ramondre Stevenson obviously stepped into that role last week and had a big performance, especially for fantasy.
Are they at home?
Huh?
Are they playing home?
No, they're at Atlanta. So they're going to be at Atlanta, but I still have the Patriots.
You know, I'm going to have to take the Falcons, honestly, because like you said, in Atlanta, I just think that's definitely a boost for the Falcons. The Patriots, they're a good team, but they can have their off days, and I think that the Falcons will come and bounce back tonight, and I think they'll have a big performance.
Yeah, veteran quarterback at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go Falcons. Falcons. Even though I don't love them, I'll go Falcons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, Patriots are hot, Falcons are not. I think I gotta go with the Pats tonight.
That was poetic.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. The next game we're going to be talking about is going to be the Packers versus the Vikings. This game is going to be in Minnesota. Two potentially high-powered offenses. One of the best quarterback wide receiver duos, obviously, for the Packers. And the Vikings just have a three-headed monster. And Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, and Dalvin Cook. It's two pretty good offenses. I have the Packers win this game, though. You know, obviously they're 8-2, really one of the best teams in the NFL. Their defense last week, although it was kind of a rough game for Russell Wilson, they showed that they're a really good defense. And, you know, with Aaron Rodgers behind them, I just don't see them losing this week.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the Packers versus Vikings, it's a good NFC North rivalry. And the Packers, if they win this game, they put themselves 5 games ahead in the division. So Aaron Rodgers, he lives for moments like this, big games that mean a lot. I'm going to have to take the Packers as well. What do you think, Guff?
Pack all the way.
Yes, sir.
There it is.
Pack all the way. I don't know. They got a lot of weapons, and I don't know. Aaron Rodgers. He's maybe a top 20 quarterback ever. Maybe top 15. I don't know. He
might be cutting him short, honestly.
Maybe he's top 10. I don't know. Look, he's great. Sometimes I find him unappealing. I don't know, but. My one thing about Green Bay, he does spend a lot of time on his back, though. So I don't know if he's buying his guys Rolexes at Christmas. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you can't deny the talent there. I love the running back. Mm-hmm. So I hope he gets back in a couple weeks. I like watching him play.
Yeah, but like you said, the running back is Aaron Jones. Yeah, I love Aaron Jones, too. But A.J. Dillon going to step in this week. And I feel like out of the backup running backs, he's not necessarily a backup because he plays his own role, but A.J. Dillon is looking really promising. I genuinely think A.J. Dillon could be a starter in many other places as long as he's not behind someone like Aaron Jones, honestly.
And no, I agree.
Man, what do you think about this game tonight?
Classic NFC North matchup going into Minnesota. I see the Skull Cake and taking it. I see Minnesota's high-powered offense going up against Green Bay's defense pretty well.
They're in a lot of tight games, so they beat good teams.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. Dalvin Cook, keep Aaron Rodgers off the field, so run the ball.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that game plan.
You know what I mean?
The next game we're going to be talking about is going to be a Sunday game in the afternoon at 4:25. It's going to be the Cowboys at Arrowhead facing the Chiefs. I had two, we say two high-powered offenses pretty often on the show, but these, in my opinion, are two of the top three highest-powered offenses.
If both teams show up to this game, best game of the year. For a treat, sure.
For sure. This could be the Rams versus the Chiefs that one week. I think it was 2 years ago.
It was 50-something.
Yeah, 50-something to high 40s. So this could be like our Powerpuff game last night, maybe. But, yeah, it should be a high-scoring game if both teams show up. Both teams have showed weeks, though, where they don't really show up, so we just got to hope for the best. Could be a very entertaining game.
Can't stand the Cowboys.
Hate the Cowboys?
Hate them.
Agreed.
Why are so many Cowboys fans at Sterling High School?
I don't understand.
It's just like those kids, shout out Dylan West, that just like to be different.
And you know what? I'm saying it. Dak Prescott, overrated.
Overrated?
Overrated.
I love Dak Prescott.
See?
Overrated.
I think Dak Prescott's very good. I wouldn't say he's overrated, but...
But I mean,
I think he could.
But I mean, he's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
I think he could. Yeah, like you're saying, I think he could be actually overrated from Cowboys fans. I think the traditional human knows Dak Prescott's a really good quarterback, but Cowboys fans think he's the next level of good. So I think in that perspective, he is definitely overrated.
Yeah, I think he's overrated by Cowboys fans, but I think he's perfectly rated by the rest of the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all right, let's say he's an average quarterback. But you know what? I'd love to see Ezekiel Elliott. Can't wait till he's out of the NFL.
I agree.
His first down.
Can't stand Zeke.
Feed him. Well, you know what? He looks like he's been feeding him. So, you know what I'm saying?
I have the Cowboys win this game. I really hope they win this game and don't want the Chiefs to stay in first. Matt, what do you think?
I mean, obviously, I'm taking the Chiefs here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shot I'm picking the Cowboys to win this game. I couldn't will myself to do it. But, yeah, the Chiefs have been on fire, so I think they come. They have a field day on this Cowboys day.
God, what do you think?
Andy Reid owns the Cowboys.
Yes, sir.
Go Chiefs.
Yeah.
We'll call them the Chefs.
As an avid Birds fan, I am also an unbiased NFL reporter. So I will. I mean, it just comes down to defense at the end of the day. You have two high-powered offenses, but that Chiefs defense is weak.
Yeah,
I see the Cowboys taking that over
for sure. We're going to move it on over to the Cardinals taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Although this is going to be at Seattle, and although the Seahawks' record is 3-6 and the Cardinals' record is 8-2, I think this is going to be a really good game. Obviously, we know the Seahawks not that they shouldn't be, but unfortunately, due to that Russell Wilson injury, definitely missed out on a couple games where they potentially could have won. But at this point, the Seahawks they got to win every game out almost. So it's I feel like they're playing with their back to the wall. So I think they'll thrive. And I think they'll actually beat the Arizona Cardinals this week.
You know what? The one thing I'm going to look out for in this game is how does Bobby Wagner handle Kyler Murray scrambling out of the pocket and going upfield, because Bobby Wagner is one of the best linebackers in the NFL. We know that.
The best.
Possibly the best. And Kyler Murray is just so dynamic when he gets out into the open field. And if Bobby Wagner can find a way to contain him when he breaks into that open field, I think it's going to be huge for that Seattle defense.
It should be interesting to see how Kyler Murray does this week. He obviously, Colt McCoy was the starting quarterback the past 2 weeks due to Kyler Murray injury, and D-Hop and Kyler both back this week. So it should be good to see how they're doing after 3 weeks off.
That's a UT product there, Colt McCoy. Wow.
Yeah. Man, what do you think of this game?
Two of the hardest quarterbacks to prepare for in the league, Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson.
For definitely. Sure.
I mean, I'm praying. I love Russell Wilson.
Me too.
He's one of my favorite non-Eagles players in the league. Mm-hmm. And I really hope he bounces back for the rest of the season.
I think Russell Wilson is my favorite non-Raiders player in the league. He's just a winner, like we were talking about earlier.
He's never had an offensive line. He's never had true weapons on the offense. It's always just been him making what he has.
Mm-hmm. I mean, DK Metcalf, a true weapon.
Okay, well besides.
Besides that beast. What do you think of this game go?
During the Legion of Boomers.
Yeah.
Again, this is Russell Wilson, second week back. Still adjustment period. I'm going to say, are Cardinals at home?
No, the Seahawks are home. The
Seahawks are home. Yeah, that's a tough place to play. That stadium's like designed to be like extra loud. I don't know. I'm going to go Russell Wilson because... I just can't see him losing two bad games in a row like that.
Yeah, I agree.
But
who'd you pick?
I'm going with the Cardinals.
Cardinals?
I see them. They're just too overpowered.
I'll take the Cardinals, too.
Cardinals. 2-2 split in here. I mean, me and Goff obviously taking the underdogs, but yeah, should be interesting. But that's going to wrap it up for this segment. And looking into week 11, when we come back, we'll do our infamous draft against Mr. Goffredo.
Your favorite high school sports memory? A late inning rally? A game winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late night bus ride home after a hard fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Directors of Athletics Association of New Jersey.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in New Jersey.
This message presented by the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Directors of Athletics Association of New Jersey.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Zingaro, back with another segment of Sterling Fantasy, joined by my co-host Matt Martin, Michael David, and Mr. Goffredo.
Hey.
And right now, we'll be doing our infamous draft after winning last week, tying it up. I know the podcast didn't go out, but we did tie it up. We're 3-3 now, beating Mr. Kontrovich. He took some questionable picks. Not questionable, but just some risky picks. Took Hunter Renfro, which ended up paying out for him. Marquise Hollywood Brown, which didn't really pay out for him. Carson Wentz didn't. Definitely hurt him a lot. Strauss did not like that pick. Noah Font, who was a decent pick. And, you know, we just took the stars, and it got it done for us. But, so right now we'll start our draft. And as we begin, we're going to ask Goff, would you want the first pick, or would you want the next two?
Next two, baby.
Next two, he's deferring the first pick.
Two.
I defer.
Who are we thinking this week?
Know what? I'm thinking... We got to go look at running backs. That's what I'm thinking, at least. And I like Christian McCaffrey this week a lot.
Love it. I agree 100%. Yeah. I think it's like the first week, the whole time we've been doing this podcast, because we didn't start it on week one. This is the first week we were like
Christian McCaffrey was actually a good pick.
Yeah.
Last week it was risky. The week before it was definitely risky. And every week before that, he's just been hurt and didn't play. So it's really good to see Christian McCaffrey being able to start getting back in the lineups.
Yeah, against a Chase Youngless Washington football team.
Yes, we did.
What a big take. That's just awful for the Washington football team. Terrible. I mean, he's such a key part of that defense. He's a real leader on the field. And
Washington just bigging up a huge key win against the Bucks too. It's really demoralizing.
He really was like the star piece of that defense. McCaffrey's going to be projected 23 points this week, and we're going to give it over to Goff to see who he takes.
All right, so I get two picks, right? Two?
Yeah, two.
So the way I always used to run my fantasy teams, and it used to work out for me, is I'd go running back heavy. So I guess this week, I don't know. I love Dalvin Cook. I think as he goes, so go the Vikings. So I'd probably take Dalvin Cook and probably... let's see here. Well, they're playing. Are they playing Chiefs in Dallas?
It's at Arrowhead.
Oh, it's at Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm gonna go Tyreek Hill. I'm gonna take Tyreek Hill. Every time I watch a Chiefs game, all right, he runs rampant. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
He shreds the defense. Swiss cheese. Okay. I love his big game mentality, and he's playing at home. And I'll take it.
Well, I mean, when he was on TV on Sunday night against the Raiders, you saw how much he just shredded the Raiders. Two touchdowns early. So, like you said, in big games, he does definitely show up. And we actually had him on the top of our wide receiver list, who we were looking at this week. But what I'm going to look at is I think I'm going to go with another running back. And this pick might be a little risky here. But I think I'm going to take A.J. Dillon. I think coming into that Aaron Jones role, he's going to have, like, no contested backfield. He's gotten 20 carries last game, and he just seems to make every carry worth it and gets in the end zone a lot. So I think A.J. Dillon will have a big game this week.
You know, I'm not against that A.J. Dillon pick. I will say I think we could have gone a little later, but I do like that pick a lot. And I think now we're obviously going to have to go over, and we're going to have to look at the wide receiver position. And this week, I like Stephon Diggs. Coming off of a big week last week, I just think this is a week he's going to come out. He's going to just keep up that production, and he's going to be big.
I agree 100%.
Stephon Diggs. All right, so who's pick? It's my pick.
Yes, sir.
It's my pick. Okay. You know, general rule of thumb, you know, I never take a quarterback early, so why would I start now? You know, flex, my rule of thumb for flex is get a guy that gets a lot of touches on the ball. And you guys took McCaffrey.
Yes, we did.
So, well, I think based on matchup, so I might pull a Najee Harris here just because I think they're playing the Chargers this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
that could be a very good matchup.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the Chargers have a particularly impressive defense.
Yeah, nothing special.
You know, sometimes you pick somebody, they got a great matchup defensively, and it doesn't work out for them. Sometimes they got a really tough D. And they end up going crazy.
Yeah, you never know.
But I'll take Najee Harris. I love a running back. I love a number one, true, tried and true running back at the number one position. I'm sorry, at the flex position. So, I don't know. I'd like it.
I like that pick, too.
You got it. You better like it.
I think the Steelers are going to need to do what they need to do to get the ball out of Justin Herbert's hands. So, I think running the ball is definitely going to be in their favor.
Definitely going
to. You got another pick here, though, Goff.
Oh, I got another pick. All right. Another pick. Okay. Let's see. So I need a tight end. I need a quarterback. And again, I think quarterbacks are deep. And one year, I had Dallas Clark. That was the one year I won a huge $1,200 payout. But I never get the tight end I want. It really upsets me. However, I'm going to get the tight end I want today, and I think I'm going to take Travis Kelce.
Love that.
I know. No, actually, that's two Chiefs. I understand, but. Given the production, I normally don't do that. I'm gonna take both of them, and I may get burned on it.
Mm-hmm.
I may, but we'll see.
You know, the Chiefs players are always productive, so I don't think having Travis and Tyreek on the same team is necessarily a problem. But you're gonna have to rely heavily on Pat Mahomes this week.
Yeah, I was about to say. All right, we only have one receiver, right?
We have one receiver, but we have our flex already.
Actually,
so we need a tight end, quarterback, defense, kicker.
Well, for the tight end. I mean, since Travis Kelce is off the board, I would love to go with, personally, my own tight end for my own fantasy team, Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts getting it tonight against the Patriots. I like that pick. I think Kyle Pitts was definitely
the only receiver that Matt Ryan has.
Yeah, so. For real. I mean, hopefully he gets his targets, hopefully he gets his receptions, maybe catch a touchdown tonight. I think it will be a big game from Pitts, so I like that pick.
We will see.
You got two picks?
Yeah, we got two.
I would love
Bring us to the promised land, Mayo.
If you think about it, he got two Chiefs receivers. So if you want to cancel out their points a little bit.
I would go.
But this pick is definitely up to you.
Yes, of course it is. That's why I'm going with the Ravens defense against the poor Chicago Bears.
What?
Interesting pick.
And I would love... Oh, wait, is that still my pick or is that his?
You just took two picks.
Yes.
But. Two picks, bro. All right, so look. I'm not sure I love the back-to-back Chiefs there. Maybe I made a mistake with that. I don't know. However, here's my rationale, and I normally would not do this. I'm going to take Dak Prescott as my quarterback, and my reason being is I'm hoping for a shootout. If it's a shootout, I got two Chiefs receivers, so to speak. Could work out in my favor.
Could work out
well, in my favor. Not work out in my favor. There's a little problem with that.
Wait, is Dak on the list?
Dak is on the list.
Oh, my God. I should have known that. All right. Dak is on the list.
Dak is definitely on the list.
I know that. All right. So then, by choice, I'm going to go with, I think, a quarterback who is going to be one of the top-tier quarterbacks for the next bunch of years. I think this year, in the next year, I think next year this guy is elite status. Tried and true is Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, I like that pick. Josh Allen, definitely one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now and only going to get better for that Buffalo Bills. Honestly, the man over there in the Bills, everyone loves him in Buffalo for a right reason.
The other thing is you got Stephon Diggs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I cancel that equation out.
Which is why I was hinting at Mayo to do something, but I mean, it doesn't matter. It didn't hurt us in the end because we'll get who we want anyway.
Did take the Ravens defense?
I would love to pick.
Wait, it's not even your pick.
Oh, it's still my pick.
Yeah, you got two.
All right, so I got to get a D and I got to get a kicker.
No.
Well, matchup-wise, I guess going matchup-wise, it looks like the Bucs are playing is in Tampa against the Giants, and I think the Giants, I don't know, I think they stink.
They do stink. Yeah.
They stink. And you know what? I like to play weekly matchups sometimes with my D if I can't get a D I want off the initial draft.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll run with them against the Giants, and we'll see if we can have some sort of turnover-heavy game. That would be awesome. I love touchdowns on my defense.
So, as everybody.
That will make the next pick ours, and I'm gonna have to go.
I would love to take Patrick Mahomes with my pick at quarterback.
Okay, I was gonna take Pat Mahomes.
I'm pretty sure that's who we were
taking.
He
acts like it was a surprise pick, and he was fighting anyone.
No, I just wanted to say it before you.
Way to assert your authority there.
I guess. Yeah. Thanks for taking a defense last round, buddy.
Yeah.
All right,
and then we got who we wanted, didn't we?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a wee thing. Okay, all right.
All right, Matt, go ahead. You want to take our kicker?
I mean, basically got any kicker on the board, am I correct?
Yeah.
Besides Chris Boswell
and Young Hoku.
You know what? Mayo is actually pointing at a kicker right now, but
I'm going to take the one I want.
I think I'm going to take Graham Gano this week. He's been hot this whole year, and I don't know. Graham Gano just stuck out to me. I like Graham Gano.
Kicker's it's a guessing game, so.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Yeah, my brother-in-law one time took David Akers in the third round, and we'll never let him live it down. Wow. Let me tell you something, though. I've had some kickers score like 21 points.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Seven field goals, something crazy like that, or five.
They're weak winners.
I have to say, a league winner last year was definitely Young Hoku.
Yeah.
Young Hoku literally got it done for me every week. Had like 15 points every week. I'm like, how do the Falcons kick this many field goals? What I mean.
Yo, if your kicker got you 12 points a week, would you take it?
Heck yes.
100%.
Yeah. I'd be ecstatic with that.
So look, I'm going to pick a guy that burns me all the time. And I'm telling you, every time. Every time I play him, he's got 15 points, and I lose because I'm playing against this kicker, and that's Justin Tucker.
Justin Tucker, I knew you were going to take him. I was going to guess that.
He knew I was going to take him.
I did.
Is that because I've coached you?
Probably.
A couple times now?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, but we've been around golf for a little while.
How about your brother?
that's
the luckiest man on earth.
He's had you a lot. All right, so to recap our teams, Mr. Goffredo's team is going to be Josh Allen at quarterback, Dalvin Cook at running back, Tyreek Hill at wide receiver, Travis Kelce at tight end, Najee Harrison as flex, the Buccaneers defense, and Justin Tucker as kicker.
Yeah.
Our team will be Patrick Mahomes and Christian McCaffrey, Stephon Diggs, Kyle Pitts, A.J. Dillon, the Ravens defense, and Graham Gano. Goff is projected to beat us. He's projected 124 points. We're projected 115, but I can almost guarantee that will not happen.
Ooh, I like it. Goff, what are you thinking?
We'll let it play out. I never talk smack.
No.
Ooh, never?
I
think I've had you for a soccer coach for 2 years. And
all right, maybe
I'm going to have to disagree with that statement.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
But that,
I'm very humble.
You confident going in this week?
What's this?
You confident in this?
Yeah, man. I got to be. I picked him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I picked.
You know what I mean? I better be
confident. Name of the game.
That's going to conclude That is going to conclude it. Yeah,
thanks, boys.
Thanks for joining us,
Scott. Thanks for coming in, man.
It was a great time.
Got it, man.
See you next time.
Later. Later.